Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, my beautiful real, my wife, my girlfriend, Katasha Riley, she could not be with us today. She's at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, listen up, listen up. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And I'm so very excited today. In the studio, live, we have none other than
Dr. Williams, the principal at Rainey McCullough School of the Arts.
Outstanding. And Overflow is located directly across the street from Rainey McCullough. So I'm actually in here talking to my neighbor. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the first question, Doc. Who was Rainey McCullough? How do you pronounce that?
Rainey McCullough's?
Yes.
So the school is named after Gertrude Ma Rainey, who is a Columbus native. She's a blues singer, former blues singer. She's since passed long years ago. And the other person the school is named after is Carson McCullough, who's also from Columbus, Georgia, and is a graduate of Columbus High School. She was an author, pianist, studied in New York, traveled a bit, and made a big impact in, you know, the world of creative writing and literature.
Man, that is so awesome. I never knew that the school was actually named after two individuals and y'all just combined
yes,
the names.
Yes, and two women.
Two women.
It's phenomenal. Two women, yes. So the school's namesake was actually determined before I got the job. I've been, you know, the principal since 2017 when we opened. And originally, the school was to be called Midtown School of the Arts, something similar to that.
Right,
anyway,
right.
But Ma Rainey and Carson McCullough's, the two names were blended. And the school kind of represents really well, you know, those two individuals who contributed to the arts, not just in Columbus, Georgia, and the state of Georgia, but on a national level. Ma Rainey recently got a Grammy not too long ago. Posthumously.
So she's still living?
No. She's been dead for a long time. I don't know what year she died, but it's years and years and years ago. But anyway, the Ma Rainey house is here in Columbus, and I believe Ma Rainey is buried in Columbus. And around the time period that she got the Grammy, which was maybe a couple of years or so ago, there was a program or what have you where our jazz band played at the program at the Ma Rainey house. And that program was done after she had gotten the Grammy Award. I guess some folks from Columbus and her family went out to accept it out in Los Angeles. And after that, there was a program, a celebratory type program at the Ma Rainey House.
Man, that is outstanding. Hey, listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, the name of our show is entitled Rainey McCullough's. And I'm in the studio with none other than Dr. Williams. Now, Dr. Williams, tell us about Rainey McCullough School of the Arts, and what does the school has to offer?
So we are in a rather unique space and a unique position in that we are one of the few high schools for visual and performing arts in the state of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
At one point, we were the newest high school for the visual and performing arts, but there's another one up in the Metro Atlanta area that is newer than we are. They started after we did. But we are a school that services students in grades 6 through 12. We offer comprehensive arts programs in just about every area of the arts that students will want to participate in. We have band, chorus, orchestra, theater, dance program, visual art. We offer creative writing. We have a classical piano program, classical guitar program. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, we're not just a place where students just go to have an arts experience and to take arts courses.
Right.
We are a school, you know, so we offer a very rigorous academic program. Our students take honors, advanced, accelerated, and AP courses.
Oh, wow.
We have a suite of dual enrollment opportunities for students. And, you know, later in the interview, I'll get into a couple of programs that will be new for our school.
Okay.
That has started. But we've done really well academically, been recognized by College Board. We've made the AP Honor Roll twice. We've been identified as one of the high performing schools by College Board. We're U.S. News and World Report ranked our school number 444 of over 25,000 high schools in the state of Georgia, in the country rather. In the state of Georgia, we're number 15 and number 2 in the city of Columbus.
I love that, and I can tell Dr. Williams by talking to you that you have a passion for what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And I believe that when an educator has a passion for what they're doing, it makes a better quality student.
Certainly does. Certainly
I really does. Do believe that.
The students are the reason for the work and the reason why we, schools are built to educate kids, not to give grown people jobs. And that is the work that we do. We are committed to excellence. We're committed to maintaining our 100% high school graduation rate. All of our students graduate enrolled, enlisted, or employed. Most of our students do go to college. And we have students that have been accepted to Ivy League colleges, Ivy League universities, and students that have gone to HBCUs, students that have gone to Columbus State. We have several at the University of Georgia. We even have a student in Utah that's far away, which is cool, but she's out there in Utah. And Georgia Southern, Georgia State, I mean, University of Alabama. We have a student who is, get this, is at Howard University. Graduated from Rainey McCullough School of the Arts, was a band student at the school, and is at Howard on an ROTC scholarship, has just about all of his tuition paid for. The unique thing is that we don't have an ROTC program.
Wow.
So in order to get the ROTC scholarship, you communicate with the recruiter at the university campus, but you have to get accepted to the university. So he went through all of the requirements, you know, the interviews and everything, the physical tests that they had to pass and all, and got accepted to Howard, is there doing really, really well. Is actually the first person to go Greek, as in joining the MPHC organization.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the realest and the rawest one.
Let me guess.
Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. He's a member of Beta Chapter, but is doing really well up there. And we have so many students that are just doing some outstanding, phenomenal work, not just in Georgia, but throughout the country. And he's just an example of one.
Outstanding. You know, just hearing you speak, I'm reminded that, well, everyone that's listening today, remember that one teacher that poured into them and inspired them and changed really the whole trajectory of their life.
Yes.
And so what inspired you to become an educator?
Oh, wow. Where do I start with that? So, honestly, I wasn't going to do this initially. I'm a graduate of Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida.
Rattler strike!
Yes. And I studied music education. I was on scholarship at FAMU to study piano at Florida A&M. And you know, I did choral music ed, and you know, my concentration was also on piano performance. And I've been studying piano since I was 5 years old. So I was honestly going to, after I graduated, I was going to take a year off, do nothing but practice for auditions. And my goal was to get into places like the Juilliard School,
okay,
to go to the Eastman School of Music, Michigan State. I mean, I had a list of everything that I wanted to do. So, and eventually I was going to go on to work at the collegiate level as a choral director and a pianist, you know, and concertize and things like that. But I got involved in schools, got involved in some community work, and I was offered an opportunity. I took my first teaching opportunity right after I graduated Florida A&M, and it's just been go ever since through a lot of community engagement, a lot of just being involved in the work. I was inspired to get involved in educational leadership. So I started that journey over my years teaching in Atlanta. I worked in DeKalb County Schools, Atlanta Public Schools, as a teacher. And, you know, from there, you know, I became an assistant principal. My first assistant principal job was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
I worked at a public charter school system, school up there. It was a high school. Actually, it was a K through 12 environment that I was in. And I've always been a high school guy, always been 9 through 12, really. And ended up getting an opportunity to come back to Georgia and went to Atlanta, returned to Atlanta, and worked as an assistant principal in Fulton County Schools at Creekside High School, and got my first principalship after that.
Oh, wow.
I was principal for 2 years in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the high school, at Broad Ripple High School, which is the school where David Letterman graduated from.
Oh, wow.
Roosevelt Colvin is a graduate of the school, and George Hill, who's an MBA, he's a graduate of Broad Ripple. And while I was there, the district went through a high school transformation piece where they were closing schools or what have you. So I said, hey, I may want to return to Georgia. So I made it back to Georgia. And, you know, I'm blessed to be in the opportunity that I'm in right now. We started in 2017, and I'm fortunate to be the first principal in the building.
Well, we are glad to have you. Now, sir, in what ways does Rainey McCullough School of Arts prepare students for college or post-secondary options?
Very, very good question. So we start students in sixth grade on this journey with the hope that they will remain in the school from grades 6 through 12. Mm-hmm. Our students come in, and I mentioned earlier that they do take a very rigorous academic program.
Okay.
So, for example, our sixth graders, they come in, they take honors mathematics when they come in.
Oh, wow.
We don't start at on level, okay? And because our school, it's important to know that our school is not very, very big. Mm-hmm. The building cap size is about 500 to 550 students. So we have right now about 430 mm-hmm. in the building, grades 6 through 12. And we start them not just on the arts side of things, but in a very, very strong academic side too, in English, math, science, social studies. We provide a lot of supports for students. And when they jump to the high school side of the shop, the schedule is built so that we kind of give them a taste of what college would be like, okay. Right? So they take AP courses. We do the honors and advanced courses at the high school level. We have students that are in dual enrollment.
That was my next question.
Yes,
okay.
We do offer dual enrollment. So we offer the opportunity for students to take college courses and get college credit at the building. We do all of it online with Columbia State University and Georgia Military College. And if there's some interest in students taking, you know, dual enrollment courses at like Georgia State or what mm-hmm. have you, we can have that conversation. But the state of Georgia pays for those classes, and they can take to 30 college credit hours, and their programs are completely paid for in dual enrollment through the state of Georgia, Finance Commission. Yeah. So it's the honors piece, it's the academic rigor we offer in the honors courses, the AP courses, the expectation, and you know, the proof is in the pudding, right?
Right.
So we've had some really good, you know, successes that are kind of pointed to earlier, but as far as performance identified through the Georgia Milestones Assessment, our students do really, really well. I mentioned our status in the state of Georgia and in the city of Columbus. So our students do well at the middle school and the high school level. Mm-hmm. So they're performing academically, and they're taking courses that will give them a solid foundation for where they want to go. And incidentally, most students that go to art schools across the country, they don't major in the arts when they go to college.
Wow.
So some will, you know, pursue careers in medicine. Some will pursue careers in engineering. We have some that are, you know, a few that are in the military, mm-hmm. you know, so, and we have some that are barbers.
But it's that foundation.
The foundation is there.
Right.
Yes. So we're all about ensuring that students land in the place where they're supposed to be, where they want to be, where they're going to grow, and where they're going to be happy when they get out to be productive citizens when they graduate.
Man, I love it, man. I love it. Hey, listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're talking about Randy McCullough's School of the Arts. Now, Dr. Williams, my next question, what is the admissions process and how do students apply?
Very good question. So the deadline for applications is January 10th. So families will need to apply through the Muskogee County School District website, all right? Through the Muskogee County School District website. And on the website, you go in, you complete the application process. There are a few layers now involved. First thing is that when you do the application, if you're middle school, there's no audition required, but we do have students come in and test so we can see where they are, mm-hmm. you know. The test does not mean if you don't do well or what have you that, excuse me, you're automatically taken out of the running. We do get a lot of applicants. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, the biggest amount of applicants we get, the largest number of applicants, rather, that we receive is in the sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have, for example, maybe 180 sixth grade applicants, you know, fifth graders applying for sixth grade seats. And the numbers get smaller as the grade levels go up, of course. But middle school students come in and, you know, like I said, they have the screener, you know, the exam that they have to sit for. You see all of this in the application process. And we look at grades. We look at, you know, references, the recommendations, the statements that the students write, attendance, behavior, all of that. So we get a full picture, you know, because we have a limited number of seats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the high school side of the shop, same kind of idea, but there's no screener that the students have to sit for. We do an audition at the high school level. So if a student is interested in coming into the school for the ninth grade or mm-hmm. the 10th grade,
right.
There's an audition required, and the audition requirements are listed on our website. So the website is www.rmsota.org, www.rmsota.org. So it's Randy McCullough School of the Arts, essentially, you know, abbreviated there. org. So you're welcome to visit the website, see the audition criteria. Do the best you can.
Right.
It doesn't mean that, you know, the answer is no if you miss a note or two, you know, or if the line is not as you like it, straight as you like it to be in the visual art portfolio, you mm-hmm. know. So we do look at the full picture of the student to make a decision. Could I segue a little bit into?
Yes, sir.
There are a couple of programs that I think would be of interest to the community that is listening. So we, as I mentioned, we're a unique building, small classroom sizes. We have a smaller school. Like I mentioned, the cap size being 550 with the 7th grade level. So you can imagine how tight it is in terms of having seats that are available. But we have two programs that we're really working to build.
Yes, sir.
These are unique. The first is our music business and production program. The school is a $36 million facility.
Wow.
And it's, you know, we opened in 2017, so it's essentially a brand new school.
Right.
And we have a studio in the building that is, I mean, several hundred thousands of dollars of studio and studio equipment that's in the Whoa. Building. We can record albums. We have an ISO booth. We have, I mean, the full layout, everything. We have a digital lab associated with the studio. And our goal is to get students in the building to learn to be music producers and music business people.
Wow.
So this is a new program. We are only accepting students in this program in the 9th grade level, so no middle school students. The middle school students, when they come in, they have to choose a track, which is, you know, selected from the other programs that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The high school side of the shop, they select a major, which is from the programs that I mentioned already. But the music business major, music business and production major, we really want to get students involved. We want to produce the next R&B person, the next songwriter, the next producer that's making the money, getting the royalties. We want to produce the next Lil Baby. And we also want to produce the next country singer. We want to produce the next gospel artist. We want to make sure that we give the Columbus community in this area opportunities to come in and become, as Michelle Obama's book is titled, to become, you know. So that's what we want to do. The other program that I'm going to mention is the Artist in Medicine program. Now, mm-hmm. this is unique because we're the only school in the state of Georgia offering this opportunity. Mm-hmm. So Artist in Medicine is a program where students can come in, and these are students that start 8th, 9th grade, right? So they come in, and the goal is to have them take all or most of the prerequisite courses to get into pharmacy school, medical school,
oh, wow.
to get into nursing programs or what have you. There's a ton of research that shows that, you know, people in the arts make really good professionals in medicine. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, you know, a lot of programs in pharmacy, medicine, or what have you, they're not looking for just only chemistry majors, just only mm-hmm. biology majors. They're looking for people that have a sense of humanism as well.
Right.
And that's what the arts provide. So our students can come in. We look at the grades and everything to make sure that they can withstand that level of rigor, because the coursework is really, really tough. Mm-hmm. But imagine this. You graduate from high school, and let's say you've taken all or most of the prerequisite courses to get into a doctor of pharmacy degree program. Mm-hmm. Well, to get a PharmD, you don't have to have an undergraduate degree. If you take the course prerequisites and you have the number of hours required for the university, then for the farm doctor pharmacy program you're applying to, you get admitted, you are 18 to 20 years old starting in the doctor of pharmacy degree program.
Wow. That's big.
Yes. That's what we're working to. So like, for example, medical school, we have some students that are interested in being physicians. And this really speaks to the disparity that exists in terms of the amount of doctors that are available in the Columbus area, in rural Georgia, in our area, mm-hmm. Alabama, what have you. So we offer this opportunity through a specialized outline of courses that we work individually with each family to develop, where they take a combination of, required courses at our school to graduate, of course, and the arts classes, but they also take these prerequisite courses, or like I said, all the most. I don't want to guarantee that we can get all of them in. Mm-hmm. But imagine you graduate, you got 30 hours of prerequisite courses that are paid for. And we also provide an opportunity for students to, you know, through work-based learning, to observe physicians and things like that as well in their senior year, junior, senior year. And they can take those courses with them to college because it's on their transcript. So they've gotten the start already, you know. Nursing, very similar. And I'm not saying that you can leave our school and go into medical school. I didn't say that. What I am saying, because med schools require either 60 hours or a degree, undergraduate degree. Mm-hmm. But you can go to college and major in music education, major in English. You can major in theater. You can major in graphic design. As long as you have those courses in a solid science and math background, you could take that and go to medical school.
Oh, wow.
We're giving students an early jump, an early start. And same thing with nursing, same thing with students that are interested in physical therapy or what have you. So we tailor the program around them, and this is in the application. So if you're interested in that, yes, you have to come in and be a part of the arts at the school. You have to have a program that you want to be involved in and audition for it. But the artists in medicine is an addition to that if that's what you're interested in doing.
Man, that is awesome. So what about the scholarship rates and opportunities received?
Okay, so yes, we've had several students to get scholarships. Our Hope scholarship recipient rate is extremely high. Mm-hmm. The advantage we have of being a small school is that our senior classes are not very, very large. Mm-hmm. So at traditional high school A, you may have 250 to 350 seniors. Our first graduating class was 14 students.
Wow.
And our biggest graduating class was about 46 to 49 students. Now, wow. We've gotten bigger because my vision has always been to say, hey, over the past couple of years or so, has been to say that we need to bring in about 100 to 120 freshmen every year. That's been the vision. Mm-hmm. So this year's class has 36 seniors in it. Next year, though, we jump up to about 65, 67.
Oh, wow.
The group after that, the cohort after that, we're at about 75, 76. So the goal is to get us to the place where each year we are graduating about 100 or more students every year, you know. Mm-hmm. With that, you know, comes bigger numbers in terms of scholarship dollars. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the high rate of the Hope Scholarship and the Zell Miller Scholarship, but I shared the ROTC scholarship that we had a young man at Howard that received. We have students that have gotten scholarships to the University of Georgia, independent scholarship dollars. I mean, our students, even though the number is small, believe it or not, our students pull like millions of dollars in scholarship money collectively.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now, personal question, Doc. What is the importance of education?
Education is an issue of national interest. And it is truly a piece that preserves society, mm-hmm. and that prepares people to be productive in the world that we're in. Mm-hmm. I would never say that the purpose of education is to get a job. Mm-hmm. I won't say that. The purpose of education is to become. Mm. Dr. King says that the purpose of education is to build character, mm-hmm. and to build the individual into being who they ought to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and he speaks of the inescapable network of mutuality, mm-hmm. you know, in his work and in his in several of his speeches. But this is about the business of building productive citizens and productive people that can be the best that they are. So, you know, the scripture says your gifts will make room for you.
And put you before great men.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to ensure that the gifts that our students have will make room for them. Mm-hmm. And this room that is made for them may not be made for me or you.
Right.
So this room where they become and they move into the world, they can be the physician they want to be. They can be the rap artist they want to be. They can be, we have students that are interested in being president of the United States. One young lady is a graduate of our school. She's at University of Georgia. She's interning in Washington, D.C., doing phenomenal work. And she told me, junior, senior year, she said she's going to end up in the Oval.
Oh, wow.
And I have the letter she wrote to me her senior year. I keep it in the Bible my mother gave to me.
Wow.
And that letter she wrote to me, she said, I will see you when I'm in the Oval. I'm going to invite you to the inauguration.
Why not?
Absolutely. I'll be there. Even if it means it's 40 years from now, 50 years from now, whatever it is, they're going to roll me up in there. Whatever. Well, no, I'm going to walk up in there because I'm going to be all
existence.
Right. Yes. So the purpose of it all is not necessarily to say to do this thing, right?
Right.
Of course we want training, of course we want the intellectual development, and we want the brain skill set acumen. We want people to be thinkers, we want them to be creators, we want them to think for themselves, not be told what to think, but to find information, learn, grow, become informed, and develop their own thoughts, develop their own personhood. That's what we want. Sometimes to the chagrin of parents, I tell students, and I tell parents also, do what you want to do, and be and exist in the purpose that you have, that God has given you. Sometimes parents will say, I want my son or daughter to be in medicine, for example. I want them to be a mathematician. I want this. It's not about what the parent wants them to be. We're fostering an environment where, yes, we want the feedback from the parent, and we want the feedback from the student, but we want to work together, parents, student, home, school network, to ensure that we are building students that are becoming who they ought to be in this inescapable network of mutuality that Dr. King speaks of.
I love it. Now, Dr. Williams, I thank you so much for the interview. Now, in closing, is there anything that you would like to say that maybe we didn't cover earlier in the interview?
Well, I think we've covered quite a bit. Folks, please go out and tell your community members. Go out and tell your parishioners at church or what have you. You know, let's go in the community and spread the word. Get students to apply. We really want to grow our high school side of the shop. We need the ninth grade students. So eighth graders out there, and ninth and tenth graders, but really the eighth grade going into ninth grade, and those that are in ninth going to tenth, we want you all to apply. You know, don't be intimidated by the process. And look at the programs, the Artist in Medicine program, look at the Music Business program. If I get the numbers in terms of the students, then the superintendent has said that based on the numbers and what it's looking like, then he'll support us with everything we need to do what we have to do to develop and build that program. So definitely check us out. Go to our website, tons of information there, and complete the application through the Muskogee County School District site.
Man, thank you so very much, Dr. Williams. Now, in closing, we do something the last minute called the Marriage Minute, and it's simply a wisdom key. So we just want one key of wisdom, Doc.
One key of wisdom. Wow, I didn't expect this. If I had known, I would have prepared. One key of wisdom is make your life a choice, not a chance.
You heard it here. This has been Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. This is Gerald Riley. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.